Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. My name is Imran Rasby. This is Daniel Rasby, and we're talking about a retirement radio show. We want to really talk to people about retirement and how it affects and how it changes things. So, Daniel, just the other day, we were talking, and your daughter came up to you and said, "Daddy, what's a Roth conversion? Why in the world would a four-year-old daughter ask it's a Roth conversion?"
Yeah, that was a crazy thing. She really did. She said, "What is a Roth conversion?" I said, "Where did you hear Roth conversion?" She said, "Well, you were on the phone and you talked about Roth conversion. So what is that?" And I said, "Well, okay, there's this thing called taxes, and you know that you have to pay taxes to the government when you make money, because they would give you the roads and the schools and the bridges and police officers and all that. But nobody likes to pay taxes." And she said, "Well, Daddy, sometimes you have to do things you don't like to do. It's called the law." I said, "Yes, I guess you're talking to mommy." And she told you that's true. And so what you have, though, is a choice. You can pay them when you want to pay them. So even though you have to pay it, you can pay it when you want to. So imagine you have one bite of food left on your plate for dinner, and it's the worst food in the world. You hate this food. And I'll make you a deal. I'll take this food off your plate today, and you don't have to eat it. But tomorrow you have to eat 10 bites of the same food. Which would you rather have?" And my daughter said, "Well, I'll take the bite today." And I said, "You know what? That's a Roth conversion." So that is a Roth conversion. We get a lot of questions about Roth conversions and why they make sense, but also the logistics, when and how they make sense, and what types of things to invest in when you're doing Roth conversions, and are there any sort of sneaky ways and cool ways to pay the taxes and or get rid of the taxes? The most common question I get is people say, "Can you just make the taxes go away so I can get out of this IRA with no tax at all?"
But what's even worse is a lot of people come to us and say, "I didn't know I had to pay taxes on my IRA. That's not fair. I thought I would have to pay taxes on my 401k or my IRA. Why do I have to pay taxes?"
So if you want me to burst your bubble for you and find out why you definitely have to pay tax on this IRA, go ahead and go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. But I'm not just going to burst the bubble for you. We'll give you actionable steps you can take, but we'll separate the good from the bad as far as what strategies are actually useful for converting to Roth, and also what strategies are not useful and in fact are very dangerous or detrimental. So there's a lot of things. We're going to go kind of rapid fire in the segment and talk about several of these things.
So let's start from the beginning. First of all, what is a Roth? I mean, you talked about a Roth with your daughter. You gave her an example. A Roth is basically you pay the taxes up front and never pay taxes on the growth. So as your money grows later, you don't pay taxes, which is awesome. But the problem is most of our clients, you know, they've accumulated a lot of money, probably made too much money to do a Roth, or they were always told, "Oh, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire." So postpone their taxes.
Yes. And then they found out they retired and they wanted to have the same lifestyle, yeah, which means not a lower tax bracket, but the same or higher tax bracket.
Because they have less deductions now because the kids are grown, they're out of the house.
So the only way, just so I can, spoil this for you, the only way to actually not pay taxes on the conversion would be if you have enough deductions somewhere else. And there are ways to create deductions. We do that with charitable deductions. We do that with business deductions. There's some things you can do. If you create a loss somewhere, then it can offset a gain somewhere else. And the gain in this case will be a Roth conversion. That's the only way to actually get rid of the conversion or the tax. However, there are some ways to make the tax less. And there are always these gimmicky things people come up with. This would be a great way. It'll save me a lot of tax on the conversion.
So what about like tax harvesting? I hear that from clients all the time. Well, I want to do some tax harvesting.
Tax loss harvesting. Yeah, I mean, that's really to offset capital gains. You can take some losses at the same time. Or when it's going up, you can sell on a dip, even if it's a 1 or 2 day dip, and you can buy a different stock that's similar and try to keep it invested, but take some of your losses. It's more of a way to make a bad situation a little better because you are losing money.
That sounds so complicated.
It doesn't have really any bearing at all on Roth conversions because it's completely different because of the brokerage account.
So let's put that aside. What about these? I hear on the radio all the time these companies say, "Look, we have a bonus annuity and the annuity company will pay the taxes on your Roth conversion.
This is a terrible idea at best and illegal at worst. So don't listen to that hype about the insurance company will pay for your Roth conversion. They don't. That's not how the annuities work. There are such things as bonus annuities. So first of all, if you're going to ever look into a bonus annuity, make sure it's a real money bonus, not just a fake money for income that you can actually spend.
Just to clarify, there's two types of bonuses. One is actual money bonus, which is a premium bonus, an actual premium. And the other is a income bonus, income value bonus, which means that the bonus sounds good. And we hear this 30% bonus or 40% bonus and 9% roll up. But that's only for income purposes. You don't, that's not money you can actually spend.
So it's only used to calculate a pension. But unless, but generally, the people that are pitching the Roth conversion strategy are using a real money bonus. So that part is true. When you put the money, you put $1 million in this account, the insurance company might give you $100,000 or $150,000 or even $200,000 as a bonus to buy that annuity. And it sounds really good. It's not free. It comes from somewhere. So that's the sleight of hand that's important to notice, because whenever you get something, you have to give something else up. And when you get a bonus, then you're giving up one of two things, and sometimes both. Either you're getting a lower potential interest for the next 9-10 years, or you're paying a fee every year, or both. So let's say you got a 10% bonus, but you have a 1% fee. Well, that's 10% in fees over the next 10 years. So it's the same. It wipes out the bonus. Usually, often it's both. Sometimes it's just one. And in fact, there are a number of good options now that don't charge any fees, and they're giving you a good bonus. But here's the problem. The way the marketing pitch is, it's the people think they're getting this money and they can use that to pay the tax. That's not how it works. The insurance company is giving you a bonus, but that's just interest on your IRA, inside the IRA. In order to use it to pay tax, you have to pull it out. When you pull it out, you have to pull out more to pay the tax on that money to be able to do the conversion.
So what you're saying is I get a bonus. So let's say I have $1 million and they give me a 20% bonus. So now I have $1.2 million in my IRA. So my balance is higher. So now I owe more taxes just to begin with.
Exactly. So if you think about it, it would have been much better if they gave you the bonus after you converted rather than before. But they don't do that. They give you the bonus when you buy the annuity. And so that's why for our clients, anybody that is going to use an annuity for the Roth conversions, we almost always want them to use a non-bonus account, because you want the interest to come after you convert. And when you don't have a bonus, you have higher interest later in those years. So you want the bonus to come, or the interest to come, on the tax-free money, not the taxable money.
Yeah.
But the insurance company is not paying for your taxes for you. So get that out of your head. That's not how that works. If you've been pitched this, talk to us. We'll be able to separate, and I can read the fine print of those contracts you were shown, so we can explain to you how it works. But there's a lot of people that use the strategy for a bonus that really is not the way it's not explained correctly.
So, now, if you're going to convert and you're going to use somebody else's money to pay the taxes and stuff, yeah, I heard about this other company that used to have a 5-year strategy, and you can convert every year, but you're converting at the lower amount, and after 5 years, that's when they give you the money.
Yeah. So if you have something tied to an interest, and some of those, that's also an annuity strategy. If you get a 5-year point to point, so you don't actually get the interest for 5 years, if you convert before then, and then you get all the interest in the end, they can't charge you taxes on that interest because you haven't actually received it yet. And you might not receive it. The danger with that is if the market crashes in the meantime, then you don't get much interest anyway. So it's good as a part of a strategy. It's just not good as the whole strategy.
All right. So what about, should I pay taxes from inside the IRA or take money from someplace else to pay the taxes?
It's almost always better to pay the tax from outside money. And the reason is, once you convert to Roth, you can never add more to that. So let's use an example. You have $1 million. You want to convert it all today. It's going to be $300,000. You withhold that, and now you have $700,000, and it's in your Roth. What if you borrowed money out of your house for it? You pay $300,000 in taxes, and now you have a home loan, but now you have $1 million in your Roth earning interest tax-free. Someday, if you want to pay off the house, you can always withdraw from the IRA tax-free, pay off the house. Even tomorrow, you could do that, but you can't do the other way. You can't do the first way, withhold the money, you only have $700,000 in there, and say, I want to add $300,000 to it later. That's not possible. So it's always better to use outside money, even if you have to borrow for it in many cases, instead of—
And borrowing, I mean, if it's amortized, you're gonna end up paying much less money than when you're compounding interest in your account, because especially if it's tax free, that's even better, right?
And I heard somebody else say, by the way, I'm just going to wait until the market crashes and then I'm going to do a conversion. I'll save all this money in tax because if market crashes, I won't have to pay tax on a million. I'll pay tax on half a million.
Which you only have, Reggie? You only have half a million now. So wouldn't you better pay taxes on a $1 million and have 700,000 or taxes on 500,000 because you only have 500,000. Now you only have 400,000.
And so, yes, if you have already experienced a big crash, then yes, that would be a good time to convert probably. But I would prefer we just don't experience the crash. Don't lose the money. That would be better. And so we want to protect first and then do conversions. And it is very important if you're going to protect it, the most common things people use to protect are CDs, treasuries, or annuities. And if you want to put any of those places, you need one that allows partial conversions, not just total conversions. And there are very few companies that allow that. So make sure you find one that does allow partial conversions to Roth. And you know that way you can do it all at once or you can do it over a few years. And that's what our tax attorneys will help you calculate. The answer is going to be different for everybody, whether you do a large chunk or a small chunk at a time for conversions.
So based on what kind of deductions you can have, what kind of income you have, what kind of business you have, there's so many variables. You really have to understand that better. And what if you know you don't have any kids? Is it still better to convert?
I talked to somebody just a couple of days ago, a few days ago that, yeah, he's like, I don't have any kids. I'm going to leave all this IRA to charity. And he's already 75 years old. I said, you know what? You should not convert. If it's all going to go to charity, the charity doesn't pay any tax at all. But if it's going to go to human beneficiaries, then yes, in most cases, it does make sense to convert. And not always converting to Roth. You can convert to life insurance also. Either way, it'll be tax-free. And which one is better? Again, it depends on when we discussed the income plan with you. Should you do Roth conversions or life insurance or a combination? But that's important.
Yeah, but you know what? If I convert, then it's going to raise my income. And I've heard this thing, Aunt Irma, who's going to end up, you know, charging me a lot of money for Medicare.
Yeah, Uncle Sam's sister, Aunt Irma, right? Irma is higher Medicare costs when you have too much income. And in fact, it bites you 2 years later. And that's true, but it's not as big of a deal as you might think. So I did an analysis just a few days ago, or a couple weeks ago, actually, for a client that we saved them $2.1 million in taxes by doing conversions. And this is paying out of pocket for the conversion. That's before any of the deductions, charitable things, business strategies, before any of that. Just by converting on a certain schedule, he saved $2.1 million. Now, as a consequence, he had to pay $100,000 too much in Medicare costs. Okay, so he really only saved $2 million instead of $2.1 million. That's okay. That's still a good deal. It's still a huge savings. So don't let Irma scare you. Talk to us about Roth conversions and get actual advice from a tax attorney. A lot of the people online, on the radio, on articles, on TV, and different places, you meet advisors, so-called advisors. They have great investment ideas sometimes. They have great protection ideas sometimes. But when they talk about taxes, it always has a caveat. This is not really tax advice or legal advice. Talk to a tax attorney. That's who I am. I'm a tax attorney. We have other tax attorneys on staff. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and get your Roth conversion plan today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.